Would you please stand for the reading of God's holy word?
Oh, that microphone's not turned on. Well, hey. I thought I was doing really good there for a second. For all of you who are part of Kairos Prison Ministry who've come to support Yuri today from churches outside, would you please stand up? Thank you. You've been part of Kairos Prison. I didn't really do that so you could honor them. I want you to know that that's how much Yuri honors us. Yuri has, I don't know, most of us ran into Yuri about 2010. He stepped up or was coerced into becoming the leader of the praise band at the George Beto unit, which is integral in our Kairos weekends. And Yuri was always so laid back. And he never moved around, and he was really boring. But he brought a personality and a witness into the good news of Jesus Christ. We are so thankful that God blessed him to allow him to come from all the way from Lakey, Texas, which is spelled Lakey, L-A-K-E-Y, but it's Lakey, south of San Antonio, with his fiance, Nancy Sue. Again, she has two names because there's three Nancys in her family. So she's Nancy Sue. For God to send them up to be with us today. Come on, Yuri, let's do it. Yuri Laquette.
I love you, brother.
Yes, sir. Good morning, y'all. How y'all doing? Father, remove me. May you be seen only. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. For the sake of time, I'm not going to bore your patience. I want to say first that Nancy and I, we are so honored to be able to be here. Words cannot convey how special this is to me. I'm going to try not to cry up here. I got plenty of toilet paper in my back pocket. She makes fun of me. I go to crying. But we are very honored. Thank you very much. Thank you. You know y'all going to sing right later on. Y'all get ready. Y'all know how great is our God? Okay. Y'all know how great is our God? Okay, we're going to sing before we go. So we were very honored to be here. This is not about me. This is what God has done in my life. I'm a piece of gum on the bottom of his shoe. I'm here to give him glory and give him honor. That's what we're all here to do. It is my hope that by the time we're finished this morning, that God will use me as a vessel to prick your hearts to begin to think about prison ministry and see if perhaps you're called to it. I think that many of you are called to it, but you just don't know yet. Well, hopefully God will use me as a vessel this morning for you to make that decision to get involved in prison ministry, specifically Kairos International. Okay, and I want to set the stage with Hebrews 13. Can we put that up on the screen so we can read it together? Hebrews 13, 1 through 3. You have it. Can you pull it up? Okay, somebody got a Bible? Okay, somebody read that right quick. We can read it. I want to set the context of what we're talking about this morning. Hebrews 13, 1 through 3. Somebody want to read? Somebody want to read? You got you? Come on, read. Read. You want the mic?
To entertain strangers, for by doing so, some people have entertained angels without knowing it. Remember those in prison as if you were their fellow prisoners, and those who are mistreated as if you were yourself suffering.
That's the scripture that I want us to eat on, that God puts in our spirit this morning. Because you never know what you can do. You might be sitting in the pews this morning thinking, I can't do nothing about prison. It's not for me. But you never know what God will do with you. And I'm a witness to it. Okay? Very quickly, my testimony is this. My name is Yuri Komash. I know that's a strange middle name. I asked my mom where she got it. She won't tell me. Yuri, she got that from Dr. Zhivago. Okay? Yuri Zhivago. All right. I'm from Amarillo, Texas. That's where I was born. I'm 47 years old. And I was raised very well. And Nancy always makes me say, Yuri, explain that. So let me explain that. Mama and grandmama taught me about Jesus. Mama and grandmama taught me about God. Mama and grandmama taught me morality. Yes, ma'am. No, ma'am. Don't be looking at grown folk mouth when they're talking. Yes, ma'am. Sit down. Open the door for a lady. Yes, ma'am. I got that when I grew up. And I guess about around 10, 11, 12, I went out to California. And this is where the story gets interesting, because I had not had my father, my real father, in my life. He was absent. He's in prison, in and out of prison. And throughout that time, he would come in and he, hey, I love you, son, and give me a bicycle or a football, and then he's back out of my life. So he was never a constant presence in my life. And so I guess around 86, 87, he wanted to take me to California with him. And my mom, you mothers, y'all understand, she didn't want to prevent me from spending time with my father. So she allowed me to go with him, and she didn't know what was going to take place, nor did I. But when I went to California for the first time with him, I was brought into a culture that I had never, ever been around. Drug use. He let me get high. My father. Sexual depravity, immorality, he was involved in it. He sold drugs, and he encouraged my participation in that. And so imagine a 12-year-old kid who's been living with mom and grandmom, and now I'm in this environment in California with palm trees and man, drugs, and man, it's my dad, so I guess it's okay. My cousins were involved in gangs, so I began to hang with my gang cousins. And so very quickly I began, drinking beer, smoking cigarettes, you know, smoking pot, and I became a kleptomaniac. I became a very depraved individual very quickly. I brought that behavior back to a little small town, Amarillo, and I didn't last a hot second. I got locked up pretty quick. I got a 7-year sentence the first time. And I did about less than a year on that. And everything was a game to me. I was young. And the culture that I was around, in some cultures, going to prison is a rite of passage. So I go to prison. I get out and I'm 19. I've been in prison. Yeah, you've been in prison. Yeah. And I didn't learn anything. And so I got out in 1992. And I went right back in 1993. And they offered me, and let me tell you what it did. Bless my heart. High on drugs. Spent all my money on drugs. So I didn't want to go back and be embarrassed with my buddies that I don't have any more drugs and no more money. So I said, well, you know, I guess maybe I'll rob the local Easy Mart. Okay? And I went in there, and the guy was scared. I didn't really want to rob him, bless his heart. I was scared. He was scared. We were both scared. And I ran out with no money. That's what I did. And I was offered 15 years. I was on camera, and they caught me. And I was offered 15 years. But little did I know, in September of 1993, the laws, Texas legislature had changed, and it said that if you commit a crime, you, with the commission of a crime with a gun or a knife, or you put somebody in fear, you have to do half of whatever they give you. So half of 15, I calculated. I said, man, that's 7 years. Man, I'm a woman. It's 7.5, 8 years. Nah, I don't want that. Take it to trial. I went to trial and I got 50. Now, God was in the thing. Even then, he was in the thing. I couldn't see it then. But he was in the thing even then. So 50 years, calculated, I had to do 25 years before even being eligible for parole. I was required to serve 25. So when I got to Vito, where some of my dear family and mentors minister at, I hit Vito in 1995. And in 1995, and for the first 15 years of my life in prison, I pretty much did the same thing that I did on the streets. In fact, I caught more time in prison because I began to sell drugs in prison and caught two more sentences. I'm not supposed to be standing here before you. I'm supposed to still be in prison right now. But God's grace let me out. After about 15 years, here's where the story begins to change. And here's what I want to impress upon your heart this morning. I heard about this thing, you know, this thing, some kind of program, something, and the guys would always come back happy. We've been to Kairos. What? Huh? Kairos. What is that? Hey, what? Man, y'all smell like food. What y'all got going on, man? What? They got, what? Lasagna? They feed y'all lasagna? And cheeseburgers? They got cookies. What? Look at what? People are crazy. I put in for it because when you're in prison, you want to eat. Prison food is not good. Okay? So I put in for it in May. The first time I put in for it, I didn't make it. I put in again for Kairos in May of 2008, and I made it. And that's where God began to do some miraculous things in my life. Prison is a very sterile, angry, sad, depressed environment that I had been involved in until I went in May of 2008 in the chapel and saw men like Larry Rogers and Brother Kenny and Brother Mark and Dick Carter, and I can name a whole slew of people. And they were smiling. Yuri, how you doing, brother? God bless you, man. And I'm okay, what's up, bro? Okay. You know, because you're not used to being hugged. But men were showing me kindness, and I experienced God's love in that place. And that was in May of 2008. June, July, God took me into a deep well of introspection. Because inside those 4 days in the chapel, well, there's a talk that asks us to look at the choices that we've been making in our lives. And so I begin to look at my choices. And my choices got me, my choices put me in prison for half my life. And so I begin to really think about my choices. And I begin to cry out, okay, God, I believe in you, but, you know, what's up? You know, what do you want me to do? May, June, July, August 23rd, I surrendered my life to Jesus Christ. But it started with Kairos. And that's what I want to impress upon you this morning. Let God prick your heart this morning to involve yourself in imprisonment. Oh, my God. Oh, I'm just now saying, Larry, what's up, my brother? Welcome. Don't underestimate what God can do in your life. 2008, Kairos. 2009, I got baptized. And went into the faith-based wing where my mentor, Brother Bill, kept me in line and mentored all of the brothers. Bill stayed on me, went into the faith-based wing. 2010, I was muscled into the Kairos band. Philip, y'all know Philip McLaughlin? Philip.
Yuri, you can sing, Yuri. You need to sing, Yuri. My God, you can sing. We're going to need to get you in the band.
And so, God opened that door and I walked through it reluctantly. And he groomed me and he taught me. And I learned how to worship God, right? And we all collectively worshiped together and it was good. We're going to do it here in a minute. And so, that's my story very quickly. I could keep going on and on, but I won't. I want to bore your patience. But there's something that my dear brother Larry Crocker told me years ago. He said, Yuri, sometimes God gives you assignments that you don't want, that you don't expect, but you can't say no to. I'm hoping that this morning that God will prick your heart to just think about participating in this upcoming Kairos and affecting someone's life like these sisters and brothers out here have affected mine. Now, here's the flip side. Let me say this before, because I like to always give the truth. So I'm not going to, the truth needs to be spoken. Do some people just come in Kairos and prison ministry just to eat the hamburger, eat the lasagna, and then say, yeah, hey, how you doing? And you never see them again? Yep. But some don't. Some don't. Yeah. So I think what we'll do, for the sake of time, if you know that God, we serve a great, don't we serve a great God? We're going to sing How Great Is Our God, because the time is limited. Y'all going to sing How Great Is Our God? No, I want us to sing How Great Is Our God. If you want to stand, you can stand. But if you don't want to, but let's sing. I love to hear us collectively sing. Here's the thing about I learned about praise and worship. What Philip and other men taught me, that our praise, when we sing, we're responding to what he has done in our life. Responding to what he's done in our life. So we should be able to stand, you know, and sing. We're all above the dirt this morning. We're not below it. Just that in itself is good, right? So let's sing and let's give him the... Come on, y'all.
The splendor of the King.
Y'all sing with me, come on.
Clothed in majesty, let all the earth rejoice. Let all the earth rejoice. He wraps himself in light. Darkness tries to hide. And tremble at his voice, and tremble at his voice. How great is our God. Speak with me, how great is our God. And all will see how great is our God.
Age to age he stands.
Age to age he stands. And time is in his hand. Beginning at the end. Beginning at the end. The Godhead three and one. Father, Spirit, and Son. The Lion and the Lamb. The Lion and the Lamb. Oh, how great is our God. Sing with me, how great is our God, and all will see how great our God.
Y'all sing that again.
How great is our God, how great is our God. Sing with me, how great is our God, and all will see how great is our God.
His name is above every name. Come on.
Name above all names. You are worthy. My heart will sing. How great is our God. Name above all names. You are worthy, yeah. My heart will sing right now, Lord. How great is our God. Now watch this. How great, just the voices. How great. Give him the praise that he deserved. Give him the praise.
Wow. Don't get used to that, y'all. What a blessing it has been to have you.